The Hodgehog, Chapter 9. Very early the following morning, seven spiny shapes emerged from under the front gates of number 5A and 5B. They set off up the road, passing garden after garden, from many of which, like 9B, a hedgehog had set out on a journey to the park, never to return. If only they could succeed today. Henceforth, the street would be forever safe for all hedgehog kind. They passed the factory and automatic crossing with the little red and green men and came at last to the spot where Max had seen the great female with the magic wand. Opposite them, across the street, the school clock showed 6. The hedgehogs concealed themselves in a doorway and settled down to wait. At 8:15, the lollipop lady arrived. Even the earliest children never appeared before 8:30, but she liked to be in good time. She stood stamping her large feet, for it was a crisp morning. She smoothed down her long white coat, settled her black cap firmly, and then grasping her staff of office, its circular disc bearing the words, "Caution, children crossing," she stood attention at the curbside, ready for the first comers, while the early rush hour traffic roared past. Never for the rest of her life did the lollipop lady forget the sight that now met her eyes. Coming along the pavement towards her were 7 hedgehogs in single file. "Surely you're not going to school," said the lollipop lady when they reached her. The noise she made meant nothing to Max, but he advanced to the edge of the curb, his nose pointing eagerly across the street. The others lined up behind him. "We wish to go to the park," he said. "Kindly stop the traffic." The noise he made meant nothing to the lollipop lady, but his intention was as clear as the day. Raising her magic wand on high, the great female strode into the middle of the street, and at the sight of her, the traffic meekly halted. Then, before the astonished eyes of those unfortunate enough to witness this historic occasion, there walked across the street a slow, solemn, dignified procession of hedgehogs. At the rear was Uncle B, shepherding before him Peony, Pansy, Petunia. In front of them was Ma, in front of her was Pa, but at the head of the file there marched that pioneer of road safety, Victor Maximilian St. George, a name to be remembered forever by hedgehogs the world over. "Tell us the story of the first crossing, Mummy," little hedgehogs would plead at bedtime, and then they would listen, enthralled to the tale of Max the hedgehog, who became a hodgehog, who became a hero. Always the mothers ended with the same words, and they all crossed happily ever after. The end.